And finally, this hour, we remember Earl Scruggs, the master of the five-string banjo, who has died at age 88. As a young man, he created his own style of fingerpicking on the banjo that would come to bear his name, Scrugg style. He got his start with Bill Monroe's Bluegrass Boys in the 1940s and then teamed up with Lester Flatt as Flatt and Scruggs. And he influenced countless players over his many decades of music, among them fellow banjo player Tony Trischka, who joins me now. And Tony, this has got to be a sad night for many, many players out there who would have played and admired Earl Scruggs for years.
It's an incredibly sad night. It's something that we knew was coming because he seemed to be in failing health over the last number of months, but still, you're never prepared for something like this.
Yeah. How would you describe what was so innovative about what Earl Scruggs did on the banjo?
Well, there's so many innovations, and we certainly don't have the time to cover them all. I interviewed him once, and what he explained, that what he felt he added to the banjo was syncopation, which means that you have the beat coming in different places than you expect it to come. It's almost like a jazz-like approach. And he was very influenced by swing music and what he called boogie-woogie music.
Huh.
And so people were playing in a three-finger style before he did, but he codified it and added so much to it and created his own Scruggs style, and that's how he looked at it. He considered it Scruggs style.
Yeah, it's often described as a rolling style of picking on the banjo.
Right. It was just a very smooth, percussive, hugely exciting sound. And there were live recordings of him on the Grand Ole Opry from the late 1940s, 46, 47, 48, where they'd be making a bigger deal about Earl Scruggs than about Bill Monroe. And it was Bill Monroe's band. They talk about Earl and that fancy banjo picking. And he would take all the solos in certain songs. So it was just a brand new sound.
One of the other things that's so interesting about Earl Scruggs and also his teaming up with Lester Flatt is that they popularized bluegrass music well beyond the boundaries of the bluegrass audience, right?
Well, exactly. Probably most people would be familiar with Earl Scruggs if they remember the Beverly Hillbillies. That was Earl Scruggs playing the banjo part on that. And there were a number of defining moments in banjo playing that has put the banjo over the top, one of which was Bonnie and Clyde, where the car chase scenes were Earl Scruggs' 1951 recording of Foggy Mountain Breakdown. Mm. And apparently Warren Beatty called Earl Scruggs to say, I want to use the 1951 version, but rather than the later one, because the 51 version was the cool, hip one.
Huh.
So Warren Beatty was tuned into Earl Scruggs. And then, of course, the Beverly Hillbillies.
That says a lot,
major,
right?
Major advances for the banjo.
Yeah. What's your favorite memory, Tony, of the time that you spent with Earl Scruggs?
There are a number of favorite memories, but I think certainly the most exciting and profound one for me was that he played on an album I recorded maybe 6 or 7 years ago. With Earl, he was a very somewhat retiring gentleman who had this profound genius, and here I was sitting knee to knee with him, and well, here I am, getting ready to record with Earl. And I was sort of taking it for granted. Then I was thinking, wait, this is Earl Scruggs. This is, he's had a profound effect on my life.
Yeah.
And we played one of his tunes called Farewell Blues. So it was I can't even put into words what that felt like.
Well, Tony Trischka, thank you so much for being with us tonight.
Thank you, Melissa. I really appreciate it.
That's Tony Trischka remembering Earl Scruggs, who died at age 88, and we're going out now with his recording of Foggy Mountain Breakdown. You're listening to All Things Considered.